research facility. The final 10% of the human genome has just been discovered. And with it, all hell has broken loose. Now, a call for help has gone out.
Game time.
That's not bad.
We're going in hot.
If it breathes, kill it.
There's somebody coming up behind you. It's in the sewer!
Oh my! Oh, people! Here! We're back for
another
police! Yes!
Yes. We just spoke for fucking half an hour about a fucking photo of a group of fuckwits.
Wait, I say you cut that in half and we post two shows. There you go.
That'll be a bonus.
You just got a bonus.
I will post that earlier conversation we just had. That we spent 30 minutes people talking about the news. Sinister Six. Suicide Squad.
No, I've redubbed him as the Suicide Sucks.
Yeah. We spent 31 minutes talking about the damn Suicide
Fuck
Squad.
Fuck you, John Courtney.
Every character.
Fuck that goddamn.
That was hilarious. I loved it. Yeah, so you're gonna get a bonus show with this, people.
Why does that happen anytime we see some shit posted? We have to ramble on for like a good hour. And, oh, yeah.
Well, they only post shit whenever we record this shit. So.
That's just our nature, man.
Oh man!
I loved it.
Think about it is at least it's funny.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's meant to be funny.
This fucking movie.
You shut your mouth.
Would you be intimidated by a group of that? No, you wouldn't be intimidated.
Cody summed it up best last week. He said that he doesn't know. He keeps swatching with these DC movies of which one's gonna be his favorite. I'm going back to saying it's gonna be my favorite now. This is gonna be awesome, dude. I can't fucking wait. And El Diablo, man, why is this dude show more?
Greatest wait, comedy.
El Diablo, Holmes.
Oh Jesus, man, David Ayer, dude. My goodness, what. Boy.
That motherfucker's truly, he can't get away from Mexicans, man. Jesus.
No, he can't get away from L.A.
Shit. I can't wait, man. Oh, I can't wait. But people, we're spoiling the movies. I'm, of course.
I'm Cody.
I am C. Senor Barrero. I'm Wayne.
Yeah, you do that too well.
Yeah, Wayne's Spanish. Yeah,
sure. That's okay, Spanish. Holmes. Okay, Holmes, he to review my...
That shit way too well now. Yeah, people calling you Mexican for a reason, okay? It's because they trying to tell you something.
Hey, I'm just representing, bro. I got my man, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, no, you got Jai Courtney, man.
Fuck that shit. Thank God he wasn't in this movie.
We kept Diablo, you know, LA and shit. So.
If they made this movie now, Jai Courtney would have replaced Carl Urban. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. You know, he actually would have. Shit.
Shit. He could have been Dredd. Just think of that. Oh.
Stop. You shut your fucking mouth right now.
People, if you ain't known yet, we're talking about Doom. And I'm going to say that was not Carl Urban. God damn it.
That was not The Rock. That was Rosamund Pike. This is not Doom.
Man, everybody in this movie was terrible, dude. The Rock kept saying, God damn it. I'm not gonna do this. God, I was like, oh god! Even his line delivery was terrible. And I was like, it almost like he forced those cuss words out.
Man, he didn't start off all peachy king. He had a growing spurt. He had to get his lick.
So did Rosamund Pike, because she kept shrugging him eyebrows up and just.
Rosamund Pike, man, nah, I didn't give a shit about her back then.
she was just waiting to get to some good movies.
She died the other day, and she was horrible in that, and she was horrible in this Doom movie. So,
yeah, man. Every time I saw her on screen, I just kept picking up my Gone Girl Blu-ray and just staring.
How did you get
long
here?
Long way have come for you.
How far I have all come.
Shit, dude. Oh, it's back when before The Rock started eating 20 boxes of pizzas and shit like that.
I saw it. Hey, Rock looks so genius.
Yeah, it's sad to say The Rock looks small in this, and he's still a big motherfucker.
I know. Yeah. I was going to say normal, but normal is as normal can be. But
yeah.
Well, yeah, that's The Rock. This was your movie, so
yes, it was.
Synopsis of this shit.
Please.
Bullshit. So it starts off in the year 2046. You got this research facility on Mars. It's attacked by some unknown assailants. And then I get a chest call from this dude named Carmack. It's a nod to the creator of the game, from ID Studios or whatever it's called, like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, he calls a group of Marines. It's led by Sarge, The Rock, and they sent out a search and rescue mission. And then you have Carl Urban's character. His name is Reaper Grimm. I'm not shit up. That's his name. This is not a comic movie. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So also in this facility is his sister, played by Rosamund Pike, Samantha Grimm. So they go to one of the labs, which is fucked up beyond belief, to retrieve this data. Then I learned that this site is where actually their parents, they were killed when it was reopened, and then they discovered that their bones and shit from this. You figure out it's this ancient group that fucks shit up, you know? Yeah, exactly. What this ancient group is all about, but apparently they're like genetically enhanced or something like that. I don't know. I forgot. Some stupid shit. So they.
Where did you pick up all this story? Because I didn't hear any of this shit.
Man, I pay attention. For better or worse, I pay attention.
You're paying attention. Oh,
I couldn't pay attention because I couldn't see shit. It's too fucking dark.
Yeah, we're going to get it in a second. The way they shot and shit, I'm going to get it there. But then you get the synopsis out the way. searching for survivors. They come across Dr. Carman, and he's taken to this medical room for examination. And then they come across this creature in the sewer. I think what is it? The one that did you guys play Doom 3 at all?
Unfortunately, yes, and I hated that fucking game.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. The story is bullshit. There's really nothing to it, but yeah, I thought it was a cool game.
I'm not a fan of the Doom series.
Yeah, it's not the best series at all. But do you remember the monster's name, like the Hell Knight, and I forgot what the other one was called. The skinnier one that shoots fireballs from his hands.
Yeah, oh my god.
Damn.
They called that Ryu. Yes.
Mate, you're trying to relate this to the game. Just don't bother. Okay.
I know, because they steal monsters from the game, and they're actually perfectly designed. I give them that. But other than
that, Ryu and Ken, that shot fire.
I
love how serious this shit was supposed to look, and yet so stupid at the same time.
All the characters are fucking stupid as well. But so they get into the sewer, they come across one of those monsters, and. One of the Marines die in the pursuit, and the creature dies as well. Then they're taken to the medical room to do research and shit. And Duke, he stays behind with Sam, and they're attacked by a Carmack, because you figure out he got bitten or some shit. Cause he's apparently zombies on the station or something. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that, yeah. Anyway, that's not in the game, by the way, folks. he turns into a creature, Carmack. So they trap him, and they're doing the autopsy on Sam, and they realize that the creature, they realize it's not really a creature, but it's actually a human. Ooh, suspense.
Yeah, you really paid attention to this.
I was going to say, I didn't pick up any of this shit. It's like I'm watching the movie again.
I'm listening to this, I'm like, god damn.
Fuck Cody, where were you doing audio commentary for this film?
I think Cody's still working on this film. He knows a lot about this film.
Yeah, I wrote it.
You know that me and Wayne are the dumb fucks on this. Fuck.
So that dude that previously died in the sewer, he goes back to life. And the interesting part about it, like most interesting part about the fucking film, he knows he's turning into one of these creatures, so he ends up just killing himself. And so the Marines track another creature down to the dig site, and then like three of them died in stupid fucking ways. And yeah, you see gore shit, but it's really risque or anything you can really react to. It's dumb shit.
Dumb ass movie poster. Look at this shit. That's stupid as fuck.
Sam and Samantha and Reaper, brother and sister, they try to convince Sarge the Rock, which is human, and that is that's conflict. I'm like, okay, this is where we're going. Okay, whatever. They're trying to convince them that they're mutated by this stupid ass chromosome called 24. And apparently, it can go either way. You turn good or bad. Yes, I'm not making this shit up, folks.
I missed all this.
Yeah, I was going to say, you really did pick up shit, because I had no idea any of this happened at all. Even when you said, their parents died there, I'm like, they had parents? I never fucking heard a thing about their parents.
Wayne, did you know that drug was called 24?
I didn't know this shit, man, at all.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you worked on this shit, didn't you?
Yeah, I was the writer. I was one of the make a
good. You know what? Hey,
no, I did the first draft. It didn't
go through. P1, this will make a great video game. They should do this, you know?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Wayne, you see this poster? It is a video game.
Oh, hey, that does look like a game. Actually, the poster looked cooler than the fucking movie.
Oh, Wayne, they had this in the movie. Remember? First-person shooter?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
We'll get into that part. Alright, he's not buying shit. He orders the Marines to kill everything in sight. And so, then all complain. So Sergeant ends up killing one of the Marines. And so I guess that makes him the bad guy. Ooh, 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 ha ha ha.
I love the way you do that.
Goddamn. So yeah, Sam and this the Marines survive. They get attacked by the zombies or where the fuck they are, and then Reaper, he gets wounded in attack caller. So Sam injects that C-24 shit, and he turns into basically a superhuman. And this is where you get the first person sequence. We'll talk about it in a second. I don't want to get into shit. The first person sequence.
All right, enough. I don't want to hear no more of this shit. Goddamn.
Okay.
Shit.
I was at the end. I was there.
God, you've explained parts of this movie I didn't even know existed. I didn't see him take
full synopsis of making sure.
Here comes tell safe. Me about it. There's a reason why we don't remember this shit, Wayne, because it was fucking terrible. I watched it. Fucking terrible. Oh, my God. I can't hear no more super shit no more. God damn. It's like a Fast and Furious or something.
I know.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck me in the ass. Oh, okay, well, God.
So are we ready to break this bullet movie down yet? So, we're bungeant.
It's just like a ripoff of Alien and some George A. Romero.
God, no, don't compare the shit to Aliens. I don't like Aliens, but come on, man.
This shit's a fucking ripoff of every goddamn Alien movie you've ever fucking seen. Like,
the direction is so fucking flat. There is no suspense. There is nothing.
Yeah, and he stole straight up shots from George Romero, man. I was like, okay, man. And it was done weaker. Like, it was just like, how the fuck you gonna copy somebody and it's still done shitty?
How about you copy something called Doom the Video Game and actually put that on fucking screen? Get the story, for God's sakes, right?
The biggest sin of the fucking movie, dude, the biggest gimmick for Doom is that it involves the gossip of hell. These demons coming from hell.
Thank you.
And that shit was nowhere to be found in.
Oh, it was! Because when I was watching this, I felt like I was in hell. Because that's the only concept I had.
Hey, that portal was hell. You didn't get that? You didn't see when Carl Urban looked out the window and saw a Mad Max world? What the fuck?
They're playing shitty-ass music.
And sit up here. You know, it was funny, when this movie came out, I remember people that loved the video game and played it, whatever, they were talking about, It's good for a video game, people that love the video game, but it's gonna suck for a movie.
No,
I was like, hell no. Now, granted, yeah. I didn't like the video games, but I damn sure thought it was better than this fucking movie. This nigga's name was Destroyer. I want you to know this right now, Hollywood. If you expect to take video
games,
his fucking name. You got Duke, the Kid, Pinky, Hell Destroy. Knight. Goat?
Goat? Oh, God.
Matt?
Oh, Destroyer. You guys, that guy was in Dread with Carl Urban?
He was in Dread with Carl Urban? He was the medical guy.
Yep, that was him.
Oh, what the? Oh, shit. I knew that guy spoke.
That motherfucker had a WWF scene fighting that alien. In the
oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got to talk about that.
We put that pole to that alien and had him electrocuted. My eyes just rolled. I was like, wow, this thing is long as shit. I was like, God damn. I was like expecting for one. And they did some kick-ups and shit like that. I was just like, why don't one of you just die already?
Oh, man.
Shit went on and on. It would not fucking stop. And The Rock's dialogue and his delivery was terrible. I was like, oh.
Super fire fucker.
Well, it was one of his first films. You got to give him a bit of a break.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Oh my God, what they did with Rock's character, especially what they did with him at the end, that was so fucking silly.
Oh my God.
Duke, aka Tyrese of the Fast and Furious. Oh, That nigga was horrible. He was terrible. And then you got the kid. Hey man, you got the stuff, man? What the hell?
Okay,
they should have showed this movie from the kid's eyes, point of view, whatever shit. He's gonna be high on drugs or something like that. I want to see that movie then.
Yeah, but who could have picked? Okay, you had the leader, the sergeant, the tough guy. You had Carl Urban, the sensible one. You have the black funny man. You have the black tough man. You have the white crazy man. You have the kid that's scared. It's like, can you get any more fucking stereotypical of these characters? Seriously, I honestly didn't know any of their names. I labeled them as that. Hey, you're the black tough guy that can beat people. You're the black funny man who's trying to hit on the white woman. You know? It's stupid.
They try to put like this. Oh, Carl Urban, he's a mystery. He's got this dark DC.
Man,
it's like, what the fuck?
It's a mystery how he escaped these shitty fucking films and actually became a great actor.
It's amazing that he kept a career.
Yeah, damn straight.
Oh my god!
That fight scene between him and The Rock was just goddamn ridiculous. That was just
that shit was fucking stupid. The Rock, fuck he was.
Really, just and Rosamund Pike, she was so fucking terrible, man. She was terrible.
I wasn't looking at her acting. I must say. she still looked good, but I'm like, damn woman. How'd you win an Oscar?
I couldn't get past her acting.
Yeah, I was saying. That's right. This is the one time where I couldn't stare at a hot-ass woman in a movie. I was like, man, she is. Every time she always had that George Clooney tilting head problem going on. She stopped tilting her fucking head and shrugging her eyebrows, looking up into the sky. And she's just like, man, what's wrong with you? And I couldn't tell when Duke was hitting on her, if she was going along with it or really trying to say fuck off forever, because it was just so bleak and misunderstood what they were doing. I was just like, I can't tell if they about to fuck or what.
Oh, God. Not to mention, man, the origin of the fucking pinky deal. I can't believe that's what they did with it. That pinky deal was such a prominent part of the Doom 3 game.
Yeah.
And what they turned that shit into, I was like, wow, they really went through those games to explain that shit. Okay. But this movie.
not all of them are infected, Sarge. Don't kill them. We have a mission, goddammit. You can go to hell, Sarge. This is like theater acting for gaming nerds, dumbasses.
Yeah, this is some community theater shit, man. Like, even The Rock was like staring at people and shit. I was like, oh god.
Rock. People in here had a head tilting problems. That nigga kept tilting his head too, whatever. Just like, no, that nigga did not just say that to me or whatever.
I think this was the time he was trying to get rid of the whole famous eyebrow rise bullshit he used to do.
Oh, so he did the tilting head?
Yeah, you could see he was desperately trying to pull out that fucking eye look. He's like, no, I've got to be a serious actor now. I'm now not The Rock, I'm Dwayne Johnson, I've got to be a serious actor. He was trying so fucking hard to get rid of that shit.
Oh my god, Carl Urban, man, I could not give two shits about, even when the kid came to him, was like, hey, your family dead, my family dead, you know, he was like that UPS driver from MAB TV, the black dude that played him and shit like that, he couldn't sit his ass down, he's just like, hey, yo, bro, yo, you know, your parents dead, mine are dead, you know, like, this is like, somebody shut that fucking kid up right now.
Someone did shoot him, and shut him up, for sure.
Right. And then El Diablo white version, this nigga praying every fucking time. What was that shit when he turned zombie and he did a cross with his hand? I was like, what in the fuck?
No, what was the point when he cut himself originally? I took the God's name in vain.
That's the Lord's name in vain.
How the fuck are you shooting people? Your job is to kill, and you're worried about your religion.
He's a military soldier, and you religious. Oh my god, that's the most backward shit I've ever seen.
Wait a minute. Are they military or are they more mercenary?
No, they're military.
Oh god!
Yeah, I was saying, in the game they were like military and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're even here, they're futuristic.
Don't mention
military.
This game. This guy has no connection to this film.
No, not really. Not at all.
The Destroyer was 2 seconds away from having Mean Gene Oakley appear on the screen saying, in my right corner right here, I got the Destroyer, whatever. In my second, what's your name here? Alien. Okay, Alien right here, whatever. Let's get it on. I want a good, clean fight. Let's get it on. He looked like that black referee that was a referee for Mayweather's fight. Right? Like, Floyd, you okay? Brandon Lee.
I tell you what, hey, at least what's his name, the Destroyer, at least he had a better fight than fucking Mayweather and Pacquiao. That alien. Fuck that thing.
I will give you that one. Yeah.
He was he was trying to get away like Mayweather, but that fucking alien took him straight back down.
That dude was trying to hand him a green card. That's why he couldn't get away from him. He's like, hey, bro, I don't want this shit. They put the black dude and the darkest alien in the damn hole or whatever and said, hey, he's like, hey, fight to the death of it, man. Like, Rock, I wasn't supposed to die. He's like, was that in the script or you just said that? Who the fuck shot this shit? Did they shoot this with a nightlight camera?
Man, the cinematography and the way this shit was fucking horrible.
First, I thought it was mine, but I watched it on a fucking 50, and I was like, this shit looks terrible. I can't tell what's going on.
It was horrible. Fucking dark as dark.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because I was watching this shit on my laptop, because I'm not paying for this shit. I'm not paying to watch this shit.
I was watching on a big-ass TV.
Yeah, same here.
So it wasn't just me, thank God.
Yeah, I thought it was me too at first. I was like, oh shit, I gotta take this TV back. So I was like, shit.
And I love the opening sequence when you finally meet the whole group and one idiot's playing fucking baseball with a goddamn mandarin or an orange or some shit. And that, what's his name, playing that fucking Atari video games. Oh, yeah, I've got this high score, man. Like, oh, we're going on
Lee. Duke, yeah. And then you got this jackass that catches the orange with his hand when go like, I like oranges.
I'm gonna catch this without looking because I'm tough.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna take a bite out of it like I wanted it. Yeah. Wasn't his name? Wasn't that Brian Steele?
What? Was it? I think you're right.
Yeah. Was that Hell Knight?
Hell Knight. Yep.
Damn. Yeah. Somebody fix these fucking names, okay? Jesus. Not everything translates the fucking screen well like this shit. Come on. Even Rosamund Pike had said, really. Your name is okay. All right. Okay. And she couldn't even deliver that well with her non-acting ass at the time. I was like, God damn, girl. Shit. Do something. And then this story, where the fuck was it going? Man, it didn't make it. Like, everybody did it for 180. Even The Rock is like, we got a mission. We're going to have to do this mission or whatever. And so, I told you to kill everyone here or whatever. Shit. And then they put out this bullshit. It didn't affect everyone.
Oh, God.
It chooses who to infect.
What the hell was that?
Is that fucking... So y'all choose this shit over a fucking hell concept. Really? Y'all thought that's a better route. Okay.
Why would an alien give a fuck about who he chooses when he infects him?
Must
if
be
he was trying to take over the whatever he's trying to do in this fucking thing.
It must have been the budget. It's a budget thing. That's all I can come to terms with.
But at the end of the movie, when they did that first person shoot shit, Carl Urban was shooting everybody.
You gotta have some fun.
That motherfucker turned, like, I love it. A minute before that.
Oh my god, I just realized who this director was. Holy shit! Look up this motherfucker's films. Now it makes sense. Director. Romeo Must Die, Exit Wounds, Cradle to the Grave, Doom, Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit! Give this guy a film again.
Hey, you can't forget his first one, though. Romeo Must Die.
Must Die. Oh, my God. You are horrible.
His last film was Legend of Chun-Li, that's right.
Yeah, no shit that'd be his last film, because no one's going to let him near a goddamn camera again.
His last film was Trespass. Nicolas Cage and Nicole Kidman.
Oh my god.
No, I think he was only a director of photography on that one.
Oh, was he?
I'm looking at his shit.
Okay.
Yeah, thank god.
Oh my god. I have never seen a director with a worse track record.
Damn, he did
every one of those films are abysmal.
Okay, I'm looking at his track record now. He did a lot of photography work for a lot of these films. How come his shots in this movie sucked?
No idea.
He did. He was a director of photography in Speed.
Speed.
The Mayor Has Two Faces, Dante's Peak, Devil's Advocate, Lethal Weapon 4, God of 13 Days, Trespass, Q&A, Family Business, Nuts, Power, Pritzi's Honor, Garble Talks, Terms of Determinant, The Verdict, Death Trap. This dude's been a director of photography his whole damn career since 1979.
Yeah, but when you're doing both jobs, it's very hard to focus on actually getting the look of it right while you're doing trying to tell a great story.
This jackass had Carl Urban sit up here, no, Rock, or whatever the fuck your name is, we can't kill everyone here, whatever. This motherfucker takes a slow-mo drug that speeds his heart up or some shit like that. Then next know he hitting a corner, he just shooting everything that moves and shit.
No, nothing was moving towards him. They just appeared around a corner, raw, scary, shoot.
Oh, and how shitty did it look in first-person shooting when you got these big-ass alien creatures They're not hitting him. They just standing there posing and shit going, rah, rah, rah.
It's like a fucking shooting range. Just target practice.
This shit was Nintendo 64. and
why the fuck did one of them have to have the chainsaw? Oh, because we've got to get the chainsaw in this movie.
Oh, yeah, then the chainsaw.
This movie came out in 2005, people. We was in the age of the 360 PS3 era, and they got some goddamn PS1 graphics in this shit. This is a damn shame right here. I was like, damn. I haven't seen a video game on the PS3 or Xbox 360 do some shit like this movie did.
Now, I would have been all for this movie if it looked good, but I actually did it for the whole movie from the first point of view. But did it well. but actually did it well and actually did it for the whole fucking movie. You know, because at least that would have been a different concept and a different take on a fucking video game movie. And no. Let's just take some drugs and I'm a super soldier now.
I'm not a big fan of first person shooter in video games. So when I saw a movie, I was like,
that's the coolest shit ever. I was like, oh, this is fucking silly as shit.
Cheap ass action music.
Yeah, you got that attempt of trying to have the Doom music.
Damn, like Wayne said earlier, could this shit get any more stereotypical? I was like, come on now, dude. Shit is generic play by play action. I was like, come on. Give me fucking something. You got, like you said, you got this motherfucker with the chainsaw. You see him shoot two bullets out, and then the chainsaw alien comes around the corner. And he just standing there looking at each other. It's like, okay. How the fuck is these big ass aliens hitting this motherfucker, and he ain't got not one bruise on him and shit?
Oh my goodness.
And the motherfucker in the wheelchair. So you mean to tell me when he knocked Carl Urban out, that motherfucker didn't bite Carl Urban or nothing like that?
No, nothing.
Just trying to scare him.
Stared at him while he was unconscious? Oh my god, fuck you, movie.
This is honestly one of those things where it's like the video game, we've got to make it so different, but keep some of the elements. And like, that shit pisses me off when they do that. See, they make it totally different and just piss me off like fucking Legend of Chun-Li did.
Yeah, it bothers me. They choose to eradicate the most interesting concept from the game. Hell.
Yes.
Decide to make it anyway. Why?
I understand why they changed some things from comics and video games, whatever, from the adaptations to movies, because it doesn't work on screen. But when you change, like you said, the most interesting concept of the thing, and then you keep the stupid shit in it, and then you put first-person shooter mode in this shit, and you go look at that and go like, that ain't no dumber than what the story of the game is. So I don't see why you just didn't fucking keep that story then.
Seriously.
That shit was stupid as fuck. I'm sorry.
That's the only way to put it.
I ain't never seen. And then what pissed me off even more is I couldn't see shit watching this movie. I was like,
yeah.
That's why they went to the first point. That's why they went to the first point of view, because they wanted you to see what was going on from Carl Urban's eyes.
And it looked terrible there too.
But even then, I like the fact that he has to shoot a mirror so you're reminded it's Carl Urban you're seeing through now.
Oh my god. Okay. Oh my god. Yeah, fuck you, movie. This movie had a budget of $60 million on it and only made $28 million and $27 overseas. Yeah.
What? This had more of a budget than Dread?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah?
Or about the same, I think. Fuck me, dead.
I think Dread was 50, right?
Yeah.
I thought 50, yeah.
This is 60.
And this movie bombed.
Yep.
No
even
shit.
Worldwide, it was $5 million short of making this budget back. I was like, this movie bombed. This was rated R. You wouldn't know that only because they kept saying motherfucker, bastard, and goddamn it, shit.
Oh my god!
You couldn't even see the blood on because some dude popped some fake ass Molly pills.
Oh, hang on. You can watch the director's cut.
There's a director's cut.
There's a longer version. I know there is. Yeah, I don't think I watched that version, but I know there's a longer version.
Damn, they consider this a horror sci-fi movie. Wow. All right.
Well, I got none of that.
I got some stupid-ass action. I was trying to rip off a lot of things. That's what I got. And did it terrible. Terrible.
Of everything. Oh, goodness.
Nothing. Shit was boring. Shit was boring as fuck.
Well,
I was like,
was there any moments you were scared, for starters?
No.
Hell no.
No. This black-ass nigga. I don't do nano walls. Why? Why? When he went through it, I was like, it looked like the most comfortable thing I could have seen in this whole goddamn movie. He's sitting up there, I just don't do nano walls. I'm like, okay, nigga. You in a goddamn sewer fighting an alien that's shooting out his tongue like ripping off Alien. I was like, oh my god, okay, we can stop right there. When he was sucking on that dude's neck and he was like forcing his tongue to go deeper down that dude's neck. I ain't gonna lie, I was getting a little turned on by that. But at the same time, you know, it's hard to jerk something off when you can't see shit.
You can't get scared because you don't give a shit about anybody in this movie. And besides, it's filmed terribly. So you get any sense of dread, no sense of suspense. You get nothing.
Yeah, especially when Duke looks like fat Chris Tucker. And he's nowhere near as entertaining as Chris Tucker.
I thought that was Tommy. Oh,
okay. I would say would have put Chris Tucker from Fifth Element in here. It would have put some excitement in this fucking movie.
Oh, yeah.
Where's everybody at, man?
That's Ruby. What's he? Ruby? Fuck off.
Yeah, Ruby. Yeah.
Actually, I would have loved to have seen him running around with Dwayne Johnson.
I'm down here with the great Carl Urban and Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. And we're under attack.
I need help, man. I would be more entertained by that.
And then you, I don't know, throw Jackie Chang in there so you can have a Rush Hour film.
Why not?
Rush Hour 4 versus
Rush Hour 2.
You know, Rush Hour 4 would do some racist shit and go to the Middle East or something like that.
Did you see that photo my brother put up with Pacquiao and Mayweather?
Yeah.
Getting ready for Rush Hour 4.
Well, you know what? Hey, people hate Mayweather just as much as they hate Chris Tucker, so hey, I can see that.
I don't know. Fuck this film.
This movie was just... most times you say, oh, this is wasted potential. This ain't even had potential, man. This is
I do want to thank you, Cody, for suggesting it, because I have avoided this movie forever. I've never wanted to watch it. So I'm like, okay, finally I can watch it and not feel bad because I have to watch it.
I just thought it would make for a fun review.
Wow, like, was that an experience.
I like Cody trying to give so much details of the plot here. Me and Wayne is sitting there like, damn, there's a lot that happened in this movie.
I didn't pick up on any of that shit.
Jesus, I think you were making that shit up now. You made that shit up.
Yeah, I was making it up.
You just went to Wikipedia, didn't you? And just read the plot.
He's on IMDb reading the fucking plot. He went to Wikipedia and read that shit. Because he was like giving full on deals. He's like, damn, there's a lot of shit that happened here. And I missed all of it. This is a 2-hour film.
You remember the drug and all. I'm like, what the hell? And you remember the name of that shit?
Yeah, well, they said C-20. Yeah, of course I was going to remember that. Yeah, they said it. So
that shows you how much me and Wayne was paying attention. Like when they said that, I got lost when that point counted a lot. When she was about to inject him with that, and I was like, wait a minute, don't that shit turn people?
No, I remember that was the dumbest shit movie to me. That's before shit. I was like, oh my god, they're actually doing this.
So we stealing shit from Resident Evil as well.
Exactly.
All right now, okay. Yeah, okay, we're gonna steal shit from an even worse movie. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, worse movie shit.
Oh man, have you ever seen those Resident Evil movies, Wayne?
Sadly, I have. I haven't seen the later ones. I saw the first one and hated it enough.
The worst as they go.
So you only seen the first one? Oh, shit.
No, I've seen the first three, and that's it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You haven't seen it yet, so.
Fuck.
Terrible. So, I said last one. Like Cody said, they like Transformers. They get worse as they go.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that.
The last one comes out, like Transformers, you just realize, wow, they're all just terrible. They're all fucking terrible. None of them is better than the other.
Well, it's like the game franchise. The game franchise just get worse and worse as well, so.
You're absolutely right.
That last movie, though, was nothing but pure slow-mo, even in the first beginning. I was just like, damn, we ain't never going to get to the 30-minute mark of this movie, huh?
We all know he makes those to him so his wife can have a job. That's it.
Oh, I forgot them fucking married.
He's working on the next one, too.
Yeah, and I bet you she'll be on it, too.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
out of all,
just sidetrack, best Resident Evil movie. What one would you say?
I got the first one. It's expensive.
Okay, so I go with the third one, which is not directed by that motherfucker.
It's not.
Because at least that one, it was like, not trying to connect to the fucking games at all. You know, I hate that shit. This issue with Doom here. They try and connect slight parts, like having creatures and the fucking first-person view, but we're going to cut out the main story part of it. So it's like, why bother?
You know what I hate about that third one, though, is Mike Epps is in that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, you asked us that question, I say all of them suck.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I agree with you on that one.
I fucking hate all of them. I don't like any of them. I like, ugh. Oh, terrible. All this fucking terrible. Like you said, them games are just as bad, though, too. So never mind.
Yeah, those games pissed me off, I must say. I mean, look, I am a massive Resident Evil fan. From the first two games, it started to go downhill from there. Well, even Doom. The very first Doom game, I love. But after that, I'm like, yeah, how can you just have shoot a bunch of aliens and my buddy, you know,
monsters? Hey, but don't worry, Wayne. Silent Hill with, never mind.
Yeah. Never mind. The moment they realized Daryl was gay, oh, yep, we're ending this shit.
No, the moment they realized Guillermo del Toro don't make do on his promises of doing shit, that's when... It's sad to say, but I cannot make this game. It's like, no shit, motherfucker. Nobody was expecting you to make it. You know, it's okay, shit. Your track record of canceling shit.
Seriously.
I don't know what they'll say to move with this movie. I just hate it. That's all. I hate it.
Yeah, I think it's time to wrap this up. I think we said all
we final words, I guess.
Okay, Wayne, final thoughts then.
It fucking was horrible, alright? Okay, I've seen it. I think all three of us have watched a lot of video game films, and I'm sure the people listening to this have seen a lot of video game films.
Yeah.
This would be one of the most abysmal, horrible pieces of shit I've ever seen. But there is worse. There is worse, and there's a lot worse.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we will
get around there, too.
Oh, yeah, we're going to. Don't you fucking worry. We're going to get to some of them. You know, but even, as you said, there's not one saving grace. Even Carl Urban in this, he was trying. The only reason I could say Carl Urban was good is because I know what Carl Urban can be. But in this, you sucked. Rock, you sucked.
In this, he sucked.
Everyone said, Pike, you sucked. I don't know how you won an Oscar. Obviously, your ass got better. Ben Affleck must have saved your ass and showed you some skills. everything. The stereotyping of characters. The first-person view. The music. The visuals. There was not one redeeming thing besides the fucking end credits. And that's only because they stole and used a fucking Nine Inch Nails song and put it in the end, which is insulting that you do that. So, no, you know what? Fuck everything about this movie. So you know what? This review should be sent to hell, where this fucking movie is meant to be set in. All right? Fuck
so
you
giving it a see it?
I'm giving a high see it.
I knew it, yeah.
I'm going to give it a high C because people need to see this. They actually know. I'm actually giving you a C it. People need to see it and witness not what to do with films. So I'm not giving a C for the film. I'm giving a C because you must see this shit and witness not what to do.
You know why you can't keep it a C it, Wayne? Because nobody can see what the fuck is going on in this movie. It's goddamn dark.
Imagine this shit was in 3D.
Goddamn dark shit.
Remake this in 3D. Even better.
I can only imagine if they would have made this in 3D with that shit. You wouldn't have been able to see shit except for teeth.
Oh, that's racist.
Teeth in the Rock's eyeballs. Them motherfuckers was gouging out his eyes.
Yeah, that's my review.
Like Wayne said, man, this is abysmal piece of shit. I ain't never seen something like this before. Like, I had forgot all about this movie when I first saw this piece of shit in theaters and looked at it. Oh, God. I've tried to block this movie. I try to block a lot of video game movies out of my head, actually. Like, Resident Evil is one of them. Street Fighter, Legend of Chun-Li, that's another one. This is another. Max Payne is another one. But, damn, you ain't seen a lot of these video games. Oh, we gonna.
We're gonna get random.
I can't Max Payne do that. I can't do that.
Oh, with Fandy's weakness.
Oh, Cody has a weakness now. Oh, I know what my next choice is now.
Better not.
You was watching Max Payne, baby. Anyway, shit. And Wayne, you asked for it. You're going to be watching Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer. but yeah, man, this is... there's nothing positive to say about this fucking film. Like, it was terrible. Like, Carl Urban, he's sitting here grooning and mooning all the whole movie, just looking down and shit, looking at the sky and shit. Like, if this would have been a year before Superman, they could have cast him as Man of Steel, because that motherfucker had that looking up at the sky shit down perfectly, whatever. I was just like, goddamn, bro, what you looking at? Ain't nothing going on down there, up here. I don't give a fuck about the history between you and your sister. They never even explained why they had a disapparting way from each other and shit like that. It's just like... We just grew up, that's all. It's like, we're different now. It's just like, I don't give me shit. Like, and at the beginning of the movie, did you guys not think that he was crying over some chick?
Yes, because those motherfuckers, how are they brother and sister? They look nothing alike.
I thought he was crying about some girl he was married or dating or something at the beginning of the film. And then next, you know, when we get to that, he's like, oh, he let that go? He's like, no, that's my sister. I'm like, what?
What the fuck was you bitching about at the beginning of the movie?
Yeah, he probably still fucked her, so who knows?
I wouldn't blame him. You know? Like you said, though, they look nothing alike and shit. She's like fucking pale as shit, and Carl Urban looks like he's Wayne color. But you know,
fuck you, freak.
So I don't know what the hell was going on here, man. And The Rock, oh my god, the dialogue in here, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I forgot about that part.
That seems to be a trend for spoiling at the movies, is the dialogue always got to suck, huh?
You need to get a shirt with that made up, just the dialogue.
Yeah, the dialogue. God. Oh, excuse me, I said the Lord's name, man. Let me cut my... let me cut it real quick, whatever. The Lord, listen to this, people. The Lord wants you to cut yourself when you say his name in vain.
Because you're a bastard. What do you expect? He wants you to see you suffer.
Let me repeat that for any religious fans. Listen, the Lord wants you to cut yourself when you say his name in vain. Wow, if that don't sound like a cult, then I don't know what.
Like if we're not religious, we'd be covered in crucifixions of every fucking blood.
Oh, yeah, this is a high old fuck it for me, man. A mighty old high fuck. I hate this movie. I will never watch this ever again. Never. I'm glad we got this out the way so I never have to watch it again.
Oh, man, I'm so glad we reviewed this movie. I'm so glad. Well, get my tang on it. Yeah, this movie's some bullshit. What else can I say about it? like before, yeah, nothing redeeming about this. There is nothing. The only thing redeeming about this is to see how far The Rock has come, how far Paul Urban has come, and how Rosamund Pike has come. Other than that, there ain't shit this movie has of positive quality. Like I said, the direction's flat, the music fucking sucks, the dialogue world, the script is terrible.
So many positives come out of this movie.
Hey, we should all get shirts. Cody's shirt would be like, spoiling the movie. The back says the music sucks. Mine will say dialogue, and Wayne will just say on the back of his cunt.
Everything sucks.
And then they have the movie shirt trio. The trio shirt, yes.
There, it's perfect. And they have like the monster in the fucking game, but they're like no impact. They're not scary at all. Not imposing. See them on the screen, just like, oh, that's a thing from the game. All right.
Yeah, first person mode, though.
Yeah.
It looks terrible, yeah. Too.
And you know they thought that shit looked good, too. Play that shitty ass music.
And they had that terrible fucking, like, it made it seem like it looked like it was based off the regular Nintendo when it came. I was like, ah, damn, it looked terrible.
That shit was horrible. I was like, oh my god. Yeah, man, this movie is it's a fucking mess. It is truly a blight on cinematic history, and it's a fuck you to all video game movies. Period. It is even one of the worst video games of all time. That's no that light thing to say. That is not. That is a lot to say. So yeah, this movie's getting a fucking mighty old fucking.
Did those aliens look like barbecued alligators? Yeah. I was like, damn. I think Bobby Boucher's mom was making alligators down there or something like that from Waterboy.
See? You know what they needed to add? They needed to add a hoodie so it looked like Killer Croc.
Oh, God. Not just any little hoodie, though. A velvet one.
Velvet hoodie.
Yeah, make it seem like he's getting ready for a boxing match. You know? Actually, you know what? That scene where he was fighting Destroyer, he would have took a hoodie off and it would be like, dun 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 dun. You know what? It's reasonable here.
Oh, goodness.
Well, people, that's another bad movie here at Spawn.
Oh, man. That was a lot of fun, huh?
Good movies on this show. The bad films are the best ones.
Yeah. Suffering ones, yes. Especially when you watch these late at night and you just look at yourself and go like,
I should be asleep.
Yeah, exactly. I could be asleep.
That's the result I had watching this last night. I'm like, I should be asleep, and I'm watching fucking Dwayne Johnson, Carl Urban. Fuck my night up.
I said the same shit, and then I couldn't sleep because I was just looking at the ceiling going, God damn, dude, what the hell did I just watch? Fucking Cody.
There are far better films out there for us to review.
I knew it was the winner.
Wayne was right. He's like, this show is just to fuck with each other.
It is.
That's all it is.
We don't never talk about what good movie we could watch. We gotta talk about, oh, I got a movie for you. I'm gonna fuck your mind.
No, but see, that's what the Marvel DC thing. At least we get some gems out of that. But for this kind of genre of video games and comic book some films and stuff like that, we're going to see some bad shit.
Yeah, because none of us even said anything about a good one we may pick. We all talking about, oh, I'm gonna show you something. And it's like, And now that I know that you ain't seen a lot of this shit, Wayne, I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, man. There's some gems out there.
Hang yourself by the end of the year.
There is some gems.
Yeah, like that Resident Evil Afterlife. You'll love that.
Oh, no, I've got better than that, man.
Man, you think this movie is long. You watch that movie in slow-mo for 2.5 hours. You'd be like, holy shit, I'm never going to get out of this room. I never felt like my life was just evaporating in the theater when I watched that movie. I was like, god damn.
Oh, there's some. I mean, this is really bad as a video game movie, but there are some fucking bad shit.
Legend of Chun-Li.
Oh, yeah, oh, same director. Christ. Same director.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, damn.
He's got a track record. Who the fuck would give him a video game movie after this? God
damn. Heck, even one last chance.
That motherfucker, I can hear him saying now, whatever. He's like, they're going to give me that Legend of Ryu. You wait.
Oh, thank God. Thank God for Assassin's Fist. That was easily the best Street Fighter fucking movie. Oh, easily.
Hey, don't worry. We got some Juve Bowl coming up, too. So.
Oh, we do.
Here we go.
We certainly do.
Blood Rain, yeah.
No. Bring it on. Bring that shit on.
Blood Rain's one of his better ones.
Whose choice is it? Who's has the next choice?
This is Wayne's choice.
Oh, well. I do have a UI Bowl choice, then.
Oh,
shit. Here we go.
This movie is hilarious of how bad it is. It is a movie I'm going to dedicate to Z because I know he likes his zombie kind of horror things. So House of the Dead, we must review.
I've never seen this.
You have not seen it? Oh my God, are you in for some fun?
Oh,
oh my God.
Even the poster, the tagline is, "You won't last the night." And I'm willing to challenge you on that, Cody, because I don't think you'll last watching this shit.
Oh, man.
Boy.
You make fun of that poster before, Wayne, like years ago?
Oh, God, yeah.
I made fun of that poster with somebody. I was talking shit about that movie for the longest.
It was something that was spill. I think I somehow connected it with the bullshit.
So, Wayne, what was that movie again? Yell it out for the people.
The House of the Dead. House of the Dead.
That's stupid. I like how Wayne said he's like, the House of the
Dead. Yeah, no. He said, P1, have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen that shit.
Oh, you remember? Okay, Cody, you are in.
I can't wait. I'm not gonna lie.
P1, you gotta try and watch it with Cody because I want to see his reaction, man.
Never thought I would have to see a Juve Ball movie ever again. I thought,
my goodness!
Based on the best-selling video game on the poster, it says it.
Yeah, what?
It does say that. Yep, says it on the poster.
Who the fuck was House of the Dead?
You're gonna be wondering that when you watch this movie.
That's just.
We all knew UI Ball was going to come into the play. And I'm like,
he had to.
Yeah, he's famous for that shit. So, as a matter of fact, I don't know if you guys know, but interesting fact, he has a Kickstarter that's already have over $300,000, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, actually, no, at $3 million now.
Are you serious?
Lovely.
To make a sequel to one of his films that he's not telling.
Oh, boy.
God, no.
spoiling at the movies will never end as long as Kickstarter keeps funding Juve Ball.
There you go. Gift that keeps on giving.
Juve Ball. And if he don't like it, he'll beat up the people who don't like his films, like he did in a boxing match.
Yeah, because he's German, so. Yeah. I think he said that before. You don't like my film, I'll beat your ass.
You don't like my movies?
Oh, I can't wait to give it a fuck it next time we do this.
Yeah, give me your review already, P1.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wayne.
You might as well give it because everyone knows what it's going to be.
Yeah, well, I hate that.
I love this film. I actually love this film, I must say.
It's just ridiculous. That's my head. I haven't seen it in a while, though, so maybe my opinion will change.
Oh, it will. It will. Best comedy I've ever seen.
Yeah, because I'm with you two crazy fucks now.
Okay, I'll tell you this. This is my honest opinion. It makes Z's Night Living Dead look good.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What did Luke Skywalker? That's not possible! No!
I can't wait for this one.
That. That's not possible. Get that now. Oh, well, remember how we get Z's voice? Cody, you will watch my movie. No! That's not possible. Oh, well, let's did another spoiling at the movie, unfortunately, Cody.
Oh man, I love it.
Right, well, they get a bonus show as well. They get this perfect.
I love it too because every time the motherfucker that picks the bad movie, they always in the review saying, "I love it though." I love it. Another two just like in the background, like, "Wow, we ain't gonna make it through the year, are we?"
Probably not. We'll have nine. Right.
Well, here's the new polling for next week: who will kill themselves first?
Perfect.
I'm too caring and passionate to kill myself now. You all know that.
Hey, but you know what? God wants you to cut yourself.
Oh yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. I'll cut myself plenty of times. No problem.
So since you're so caring and passionate, you might take yourself just so me and Cody don't have to take ourselves.
No, anything I might do something bad, I've got to cut myself to remind myself I've got to be caring and passionate.
Oh, shit.
Cody, he's going to kill himself just so me and you don't have to kill ourselves.
I'm going
to
die of paper cuts.
That's how caring and passionate he is now.
Taking one for the team. Ain't that nice?
Yeah, thank you, Wayne. Thank you for killing yourself.
No problem.
No problem. All right, that shit's going to be dope, son. Don't worry.
Shut up. Let's end this shit. Let's get out of here.
Oh, we've all the phenomenal one.
I am Cody.
I am Wayne.
And he's dope, son.
I'm dope.
And we'll be back another time for another spoiling at the movies. Later, bastards. I'm tired.
Later, you.
See, senor. Sombrero.
Dope.
We're gonna go now! Evacuate! Evacuate! Sir, are you okay?